Good morning. My guest this morning is poet Michelle Wang. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Roland.
So this is an interesting event coming up, and it looks like it's step one of a series of similar events at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, Books on Stage. That's September 4th at 7 p.m. So how will that work?
Actually, it's the second.
It is the second. Okay.
Yeah. So we're this is the first time that we're here speaking to you about it, but it is our second event. We had our first event in July. The concept is, what happened is Cloverdale Performing Arts Center is this gem of a theater in Cloverdale, a 99-seat theater. And the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center board approached me a couple of months ago, and they wanted to reach out to the community in other ways. They built the theater about 3 years ago. They do a full season of theater.
Right.
And they wanted to use it in other ways, somehow reach the community. So I brainstormed and thought, I'm a writer. Let's bring some books up there. So what we came up with is this concept of Books on Stage, and it's really fairly simple. What we are doing is bringing a poet and a prose writer, either memoir or novel, up onto the stage, and they each have 30 minutes to read, and the reading is followed by a Q&A period with the audience, and then there's a short intermission in between. And then after that, the entire group retires to the lobby for a reception for book sales and signing and more chance to speak one-on-one with the authors.
What a great idea. Yeah. What was the first one?
The first one we had, we were so thrilled. We had Catherine Hastings, who is the Sonoma County Poet Laureate. And, you know, part of it is Cloverdale, being up at the north end of the county, sometimes we are the forgotten stepchild. Everybody thinks that Cloverdale's so far away.
Right.
And so,
right, it's in Humboldt County, isn't it? It's in Mendocino County.
So to get the Sonoma County Poet Laureate up to Cloverdale was a real coup. And it was her first appearance up there. And it was just phenomenal. So she was amazing. And we also had Gil Manser, who did the word by word program on KRCP.
Right.
And he read from his charming novel, The Marvelous Journals of Miss Virginia Pettingill. And one of the things I want to emphasize about this series is that I'm the coordinator of it, and I wanted to have not just poets and novelists, but poets and novelists who know how to present themselves on stage.
Right. Poet performers.
Exactly. Because too often you go to a performance with a reader of their work and they're up there and not really able to give their work.
Yeah. Not really able to show the work, really.
Exactly.
And people come out of it wondering, gee, what was that all about?
So that's really my emphasis when I'm choosing people.
Excellent. So this event is, as we said, on September the 4th. Do you know what's coming up next?
Yeah. So September 4th, we have I will be reading my poetry. Amanda McTighe will be reading her from her novel, Going to Solace. She's an amazing writer. All the events are at 7 p.m. They're free. In November, we are so lucky. We have two writers who are coming all the way from Hawaii. Don Mitchell, who will be reading from his novel, A Red Woman Was Crying, and poet Ruth Thompson, who wrote A Woman with Crows.
Excellent. Michelle, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this, and congratulations on originating what's obviously going to be a remarkable series, and I bet other communities in Sonoma County pick up this idea. Let's tell people once again, this is Books on Stage, September 4th at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. Poet Michelle Wang, novelist Amanda McTighe. It starts at 7 p.m. on the 4th. For information, here's the telephone number, 894-2214. Online, it's cloverdaleperformingarts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.